You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is The 12 Tribes. The 12 tribes of Israel are all descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob. After the death of King Solomon, the tribes divided Israel into two kingdoms, Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. After the kingdom of Israel is defeated and scattered to the nations by Assyria, only 2.5 tribes are left in the kingdom of Judah: Judah, Levi, and 1/2 of Benjamin. Today, no one knows for sure where the members of the lost tribes are located, although there is some speculation regarding certain African, Arab, Persian, and Asian, especially Indian, populations. The tribe of Levi was not given any land, and they were to be priests in the tabernacle and the later temples. Joseph's tribe was divided between his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Reuben was the firstborn of Jacob by Leah. Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, and she had declared, "Behold, Hashem has discerned my humiliation, for now my husband will love me." Genesis 29, verse 32. Reuben was the firstborn son of Jacob through Leah. He was born on the 24th of Kislev and died at the age of 155. He retained the genealogical birthright, but his monetary rights were taken away and given to Joseph due to the incident with Bilhah. Since Reuben rescued Joseph from the hands of his brothers, he was honored by having the first city of refuge, Bezer, named in his tribe's territory. His blessing was that he lost his right to national leadership due to the incident with Bilhah. According to the census in Numbers 1, verse 21, the tribe was 46,500 members, and in Numbers 26, verse 7, the tribe was 43,730 members. Territories of this tribe can be seen in Joshua chapter 13, verses 15 through 23. The breastplate gem was Odem, a ruby. The symbol was Dudaim, or mandrakes. The tribe's color is red. The astrological sign is Cancer. The tribe's month is Tammuz. And the Hebrew letter representing the tribe is Chet. Shimon was the second born of Jacob by Leah. And she conceived again and bore a son and declared, "Because Hashem has heard that I am unloved, he has given me this one also." And she called his name Shimon. Genesis 29, verse 33. Shimon was the second born of Jacob and Leah. He was born on the 28th of Tevet and died at the age of 120. He and Levi decimated the city of Shechem when they found out that their sister, Dinah, had been raped by Shechem, son of Hamor. He was the one who pushed Joseph into the pit, and as a result, Joseph imprisoned him in Egypt. He was the ruler of the Hebrews in Egypt after Reuben died, and after he died, the leadership went to Levi. His blessing was that he lost his right to national leadership due to his rage. The census of the tribe was 59,300 members in Numbers 1, verse 23, and 22,200 members in Numbers 26, verse 14. The territories are shown in Joshua 19, verses 1 through 9. The breastplate gem was Pitida, or an emerald. Their symbol was the city of Shechem. The tribal color is green. The astrological sign is Leo, the month is Av, and the tribal Hebrew letter is Tet. Levi was the third born of Jacob by Leah. Again she conceived and bore a son and declared, "This time my husband will become attached to me, for I have borne him three sons." Therefore he called his name Levi. Genesis 29, verse 34. Levi was the third born of Jacob and Leah. He was born on the 16th of Nisan and died at the age of 137. Shimon and Levi decimated the city of Shechem when they found out that their sister Dinah had been raped by Shechem, son of Hamor. Levi was the ruler of the Hebrews in Egypt after Shimon died. His blessing was that he lost his right to national leadership due to rage. The tribal census was not counted in Numbers 1 verse 42, and the total was 23,000 in Numbers 1 verse 62. The Levi tribe had no territories. Their breastplate gem is Bereket, which is a multicolored stone. Their symbol is the Choshen, or breastplate. The tribal colors are red, white, and black. They have no astrological sign, and the tribal month is non-existent. Judah was the fourth-born son of Jacob by Leah. She conceived again and bore a son and declared, "This time let me gratefully praise Hashem." Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped giving birth. Genesis 29, verse 35. Judah was the fourth-born son of Jacob and Leah. He was born on the 15th of Nisan and died at the age of 119. Jacob taught his sons not to seek higher rank, and by fulfilling this teaching, Judah merited kingship. Judah was the one who convinced his brothers to sell Joseph instead of killing him. After Levi died, the Hebrews sought to give the leadership to Judah, but a heavenly voice said to leave Judah's sovereignty until the proper time. His blessing was that he gained the right to national leadership and royalty, as well as the ancestor of the Mashiach, the Messiah. The tribal census totaled 74,600 members in Numbers 1 verse 27, and 76,500 members in Numbers 26, verse 22. Their territories are described in Joshua 15, verses 1 through 63. Their breastplate gem is Nofech, or carbuncle. The tribal symbol is the lion. The color is sky blue. The tribal astrological sign is Aries. The month is Nisan. And the tribal Hebrew letter is He. Dan was the fifth-born of Jacob by Bilhah. So she, Rachel, gave him Bilhah, her maidservant, as a wife, and Jacob consorted with her. Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has judged me. He has also heard my voice and has given me a son." She therefore called his name Dan. Genesis 30, verses 4 through 6. Dan was the firstborn of Jacob and Bilhah. He was born on the 9th of Elul and died at the age of 125. Dan's sons were as numerous as a forest of reeds. In the merit of Dan, Rachel was granted conception. Dan is buried in his children's city of Eshtahol. His blessing was that he was the defender of the people. The tribal census numbered 62,700 in Numbers 1 verse 39 and 64,400 members in Numbers 26 verse 43. The territories are described in Joshua 19 verses 40 through 48. The breastplate gem is Tarshish, which is crystallite amber. The symbol is a snake. The tribal color is sapphire blue. Astrological sign is Capricorn. Their month is Tevet, and the tribal Hebrew letter is Ein. Naphtali was the sixth born of Jacob by Bilhah. Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "Sacred schemes have I maneuvered to equal my sister, and I have also prevailed." And she called his name Naphtali. Genesis 30 verses 7 through 8. Naphtali was the second born of Jacob and Bilhah. He was born on the 5th of Tishrei and died at the age of 133. Naphtali went as a messenger anywhere the tribes wished, and he would carry out their missions immediately. Naphtali is the only one who told Judah of the plot to kill Joseph. Naphtali's speech was pleasant to his father, and therefore his father blessed him. His blessing was that he was swift on his feet and able to praise and give thanks with beautiful words. The census recorded 53,400 members in Numbers 1, verse 43, and 45,400 members in Numbers 26, verse 50. The territories are described in Joshua 19, verses 32 through 39. Their breastplate gem is shavot, turquoise. Their symbol is the deer. Color is burgundy. Their tribal astrological sign is Pisces. Their month is Adar, and their tribal Hebrew letter is Kuf. Gad is the seventh born of Jacob by Zilpah. When Leah saw that she had stopped giving birth, she took Zilpah, her maidservant, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore Jacob a son, and Leah declared, "Good luck has come," so she called his name Gad. Genesis 30, verses 9 through 11. Gad was the firstborn of Jacob and Zilpah. He was born on the 10th of Cheshvan and died at the age of 125. Gad is buried across the Jordan in Rumia, which was given to his descendants as an inheritance. His blessing is that he would be a warrior and defender of the people. The census was 45,650 members in Numbers 1, verse 25, and 40,500 in Numbers 26, verse 18. The tribal territories are described in Joshua 13, verses 24 through 28. The breastplate gem is achlama, the calf eye, or crystal, or amethyst. Their symbol is an army. Their color is gray. Astrological sign is Virgo. The month is Elul, and the tribal Hebrew letter is Yud. Asher was the eighth born of Jacob by Zilpah. Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore a second son to Jacob. Leah declared, "In my good fortune, for women have deemed me fortunate," so she called his name Asher. Genesis 30, verses 12 through 13. Asher was the second born of Jacob and Zilpah. He was born on the 20th of Shavat and died at the age of 162. Asher inherited more castles than Judah inherited lands. The daughters of the tribe of Asher were beautiful and wed priests and kings. Asher told his daughter Sarah that anyone who came and said, "God said to me, I have surely remembered you," is the true redeemer of the Hebrews from Egypt. His blessing is that he would be a successful farmer, especially of olive trees. The census included 41,500 tribal members in Numbers 1 verse 41 and 53,400 members in Numbers 26 verse 47. Their territory is described in Joshua 19 verses 24 through 31. The tribal breastplate gem is Leshem, a topaz or opal. The symbol is an olive tree. The color is pearl. The astrological sign is Aquarius. Their month is Shavat. And the tribal Hebrew letter, Itzari. Issachar was the ninth born of Jacob by Leah. God hearkened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. And Leah declared, "God has granted me my reward because I gave my maidservant to my husband." So she called his name Issachar. Genesis 30, verses 17 through 18. Issachar was the fifth born of Jacob and Leah. He was born on the 10th of Av and died at the age of 122. A donkey caused Issachar to be born, for it led Jacob to the tent of Leah. Issachar sat and engaged in Torah study, while Zebulun sailed the seas for commerce and supplied Issachar. The descendants of Issachar were sages, who were experts in intercalation. The blessing was that he would be a great Torah scholar, a decider of Torah laws, and would determine the Jewish calendar, specifically the leap years. The tribal census included 44,400 members in Numbers 1 verse 29 and 64,300 members in Numbers 26 verse 25. Their territories are shown in Joshua 19, verses 17 through 23. The tribal breastplate gem is sapphire, or sapphire. Their symbol is the sun and moon. Their color is bluish-black. Their astrological sign is Taurus. Their month is Iyar, and the tribal Hebrew letter is Vav. Zebulun was the tenth born of Jacob by Leah. Then Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. Leah said, God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will make his permanent home with me, for I have borne him six sons. So she called his name Zebulun. Genesis 30, verses 19 through 20. Zebulun was the sixth born of Jacob and Leah. He was born on the seventh of Tishrei and died at the age of 110. God told Zebulun that everyone would need his chilazon in order to dye their tzitzit blue. Zebulun engaged in trade and supported Issachar, who studied Torah. Zebulun was buried in Sidom. His blessing is that he would be a fisherman, a keeper of harbors, and a Torah scholar. The tribal census included 57,400 members in Numbers 1, verse 31, and 60,500 members in Numbers 26, verse 27. The tribal territories are described in Joshua 19, verses 10 through 16. The breastplate gem is Yahalom, a pearl or a diamond. Their symbol is a ship. The color is white. The Hebrew, or the astrological sign, is Gemini. The month is Sivan, and the tribal Hebrew letter is Zion. Joseph was the 11th born to Jacob by Rachel. God remembered Rachel. God hearkened to her, and he opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son, and said, God has taken away my disgrace. So she called his name Joseph, saying, May Hashem add on for me another son. Genesis 30, verses 22 through 24. Joseph was the firstborn of Jacob and Rachel. He was born circumcised. Jacob took the birthright away from Reuben and gave it to Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. He lived in Egypt, where he became an interpreter of dreams and eventually the viceroy. Joseph observed the Shabbat before the command to observe it was given. Since Joseph received the birthright of the firstborn son, his inheritance was doubled. His tribal inheritance was split between his sons Manasseh and Ephraim. Blessings include the inheritance of the heritage of Jacob, and by extension, Abraham. The tribal census included 40,500 of Ephraim, and this is seen in Numbers 1 verse 33, and 32,200 members of Manasseh in Numbers 1 verse 35. It included 32,500 members of Ephraim in Numbers 26 verse 37, and 52,700 members of Manasseh in Numbers 26 verse 34. The tribal territories of Ephraim are shown in Joshua 16 verses 1 through 10, and the territories of Manasseh are in Joshua 13 verses 29 through 32, and chapter 17 verses 7 through 18. The breastplate gem is Shoham, which is an onyx or emerald. The symbol for Ephraim is an ox or a young bull, and for Manasseh is a wild ox. The color is black. It's red-violet for Ephraim and violet for Manasseh. The astrological sign is Libra for Ephraim and Scorpio for Manasseh. The month is Tishrei for Ephraim and Cheshvan for Manasseh. And the tribal Hebrew letters are Lamed for Ephraim and Nun for Manasseh. Benjamin was the 12th born of Jacob by Rachel. They journeyed from Be'el, and there was still a stretch of land to go to Ephrata. When Rachel went into labor and had difficulty in her childbirth, and it was when she had difficulty in her labor that the midwife said to her, Have no fear, for this one too is a son for you. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, son of my mourning. But his father called him Benjamin. Genesis 35, verses 16 through 18. Benjamin was the second born of Jacob and Rachel. He was born on the 11th of Cheshvan and died at the age of 105. With each son of Jacob, a twin sister was born. An extra twin sister was born with Benjamin. Benjamin was one of only 9 people to have entered the Garden of Eden during their lifetimes. When Joseph was sold to Egypt, his righteous brother Benjamin took his spiritual place, lest it be missing. His blessing is that he would be a warrior and defender of the people. The tribal census included 35,400 members in Numbers 1 verse 37 and 45,600 members in Numbers 26 verse 41. The tribal territories are described in Joshua 18 verses 11 through 28. The breastplate gem is yashpheh, or jasper. The symbol is the wolf. The colors is actually all colors of the other 11 tribes. The astrological sign is Sagittarius. The month is Kislev, and the tribal Hebrew letter is a Samech. Thank you for listening to the 12 tribes. Shalom.